KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, being brought to you by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup.
Hi, it's Jill from Marnie Elkhorn, and I have a new radio partner. Today, I'm happy to introduce Marlene, who's going to start sharing the radio stage with me.
Hi, everyone. I'm Marlene from Marnie Elkhorn. Most often, I work in the Walnut office, but occasionally in the Avoca office, and I look forward to meeting all of you. I started with Walnut Communications 14 years ago and have lived in the Avoca area my whole life.
We all agree that the best part of the merger for our companies is the people, both our teammates and our customers. Marnie Elkhorn, we're your local connection.
And taking a look at sports here this morning, starting off with a look at local news. At the regularly scheduled meeting on Wednesday night, the Atlantic City Council unanimously approved a street name change to honor Atlantic native Ed Podolak. The small section of East 11th Street in front of the Atlantic Middle School and Schuler Elementary will now be known as Ed Podolak Drive. Ed was born and raised in Atlantic, a 1965 graduate of Atlantic High School. He went on to star as a multiple position football player at the University of Iowa before playing professionally for the Kansas City Chiefs. He was part of the 1970 Super Bowl champion Chiefs during his rookie season in pro football. Ed led the Chiefs in rushing for four seasons and currently sits fifth on the team's all-time rushing list with 4,451 career yards and 34 touchdowns. In the Chiefs' playoff loss to the Miami Dolphins on Christmas Day in 1971, Podolak had a playoff record 350 total yards, 85 rushing, 110 receiving, and 155 return yards. He was inducted into the Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Fame in 1989. Following his playing career, Podolak turned to broadcasting, where he currently serves as the color commentator for Iowa Hawkeyes football broadcasts alongside Gary Dolphin. New black and gold street signs will go up this week, and a dedication ceremony is set to be held on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Trojan Bowl. Ceremony will be at the end of the Atlantic CISWA Centennial Block Party at the Atlantic Middle School grounds that will take place from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. In other sporting notes, in Major League Baseball, game we had for you last night, the Cardinals ran their winning streak to a season-high 8 games as Marcell Ozuna homered for the first time since July 30th to help St. Louis double up the Nationals 4-2. Austin Gomber scattered 3 hits over 6 scoreless innings to come away with the victory in his 4th straight of the season. Daniel Murphy homered in the 9th for Washington, which has lost 4 straight and 7 of 9 to fall below 500 and 9 games behind the NL East leading Braves. Other National League scores had the Cubs beat Milwaukee 8-4, Atlanta was a 5-2 winner over Miami, and the Dodgers beat San Francisco 4-3 in 12 innings of play. Over in the American League, Curtis Granderson hit a grand slam, and Marco Estrada pitched effectively into the 7th inning of the Blue Jays' 6-5 win at Kansas City. It was Granderson's 10th career grand slam and his 2nd this year, both against the Royals. The Royals have served up a Major League leading 10 grand slams this year. Other American League scores, the White Sox beat the Tigers 6-5. It was Seattle over Oakland 2-0 in 12 innings of play. And Tampa Bay was a 6-1 winner over the Yankees. In interleague action, Minnesota beat Pittsburgh 6-4. The Mets 16-5 over Baltimore. It was Philadelphia 7-4 over Boston. Cleveland beat Cincinnati 4-3. Houston was a 12-1 winner over Colorado. And the Angels beat San Diego 3-2. In baseball news, the Mariners have placed ace James Paxton on the disabled list with a forearm bruise one day after the left-hander was struck by a line drive off the bat of Oakland's Jed Lowry. Paxton was replaced by Felix Hernandez, who is likely to take Paxton's turn in the rotation after being pulled last weekend. Paxton is 10-5 with no-hitter against the Blue Jays and a 3.68 ERA. Right-hander Christian Bergman was recalled from AAA Tacoma to fill Paxton's roster spot. Brewers manager Craig Counsell says it's unlikely that starting pitcher Jimmy Nelson will play at all this season. Nelson was having a breakout year last year, going 12-6 with a 3.49 ERA before suffering a season-ending shoulder injury that required surgery last September. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, it was Colorado Springs taking the first game of a doubleheader against the I-Cubs 3-1, and the I-Cubs won the nightcap 9-4, and it was Omaha beating Oklahoma City 3-1. Today's games, it'll be a day game over at Principal Park as they get started during the noon hour, Colorado Springs in Iowa, and it'll be a night game over at Warner Park as the Storm Chasers once again host Oklahoma City. In NFL news, Seahawks first-round pick Rashad Penny has undergone surgery today to repair a broken finger. Head coach Pete Carroll said the surgery went well and the running back isn't expected to miss more than a couple of weeks. The rookie running back sat out of San Diego State, was injured during pass-blocking drills Monday and left the field with trainers. Saints defensive end Alex Okafor is dealing with another lower leg injury as he tries to come back from an Achilles tear that sidelined him much of last year. He was able to walk off the field as he left Wednesday's practice, but Coach Sean Payton has not provided specific information about Okafor's condition. First-round draft choice Marcus Davenport returned to practice and has resumed his work at defensive end after missing about 2 weeks. The Bills have claimed defensive lineman Albert Havili off of waivers and also signed fullback Sam Rogers. Havili was claimed a day after he was waived by the Chargers. The Bills freed room on their roster by designated defensive tackle Markavis Lewis and fullback Zach Olstead as waived or injured. Falcons kicker Matt Bryant may return this week after missing last week's preseason opener with an undisclosed injury. And the Broncos have claimed wide receiver DeAndre White off waivers from Houston and signed defensive lineman DeQuinton Osborne. Denver also waived injured wide receiver Corey Philly Brown, who sustained a head injury in the weight room shortly after his recent arrival, and defensive lineman Paul Boyette. Prosecutors in Atlanta are dismissing a rape case against Broncos defensive end Adam Gotsis over an alleged assault more than 5 years ago while he was at Georgia Tech. Fulton County District Attorney Paul L. Howard Jr. said in a statement that after a careful and thorough investigation, his office had decided not to proceed with the case. A person familiar with the decision says that Sunbelt Conference Commissioner Carl Benson is stepping away from his post when his contract expires at the end of June. And Benson has led the conference since 2012 and will be 67 years old when his contract expires. The Daily Advertiser of Lafayette first reported Benson's decision, which comes at a time of relative stability. The Sun Belt was in flux when he took over during widespread conference realignment. Benson has overseen additions of current members Appalachian State, Coastal Carolina, Georgia Southern, Georgia State, and Texas State. He also administered the formation of 2 5-team divisions for football and the Sun Belt's inaugural conference title game to be played this year. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN this morning. Sports brought to you by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.